from KQED.
So let's get back on the water now of the San Francisco Bay with our guide, Randall. He has taken us around and we have seen boat after boat that seems unfit to be on the water, let alone to be someone's home. Some have blue tarps where roofs should be. These boats are the homes for people who, for one reason or another, could not find housing elsewhere. They are called anchor outs because they keep their boat rooted by tossing an anchor out into the bay. One of these boats is over 80 feet long. It's called the Suisun, and it's more than 100 years old. It belongs to a man named John.
How you doing?
He welcomes us aboard, and we head down a ladder into his living room.
This is the main salon. There's a picture of her, totally original, from 1914.
John explains that he bought this hull of a boat for $400. Again, an 80-plus foot boat for $400. This was after the Suisun caught fire for the second time. John has tried to rebuild it.
I'm only three-quarters of the way done restoring it.
Wow.
The stench from his toilet suggests he doesn't have running water, and he definitely doesn't have a way to move his boat. It has no engine. For all intents and purposes, John's home is a ship without a sea, a man-made island of poverty that is literally sinking into the bay.
My boat is sinking.
Like it's sinking right now.
It needs to come out of the water and be worked on.
According to the local boat haulers, fixing this 80-plus foot ship, which requires hauling and lifting, would cost somewhere around $500,000. John earns $890 a month from disability.
Which is why I end up at the food bank. And that gives me enough money, you know, I need gas and things like that and other things, so.
You want to sell the boat? How much would you sell the boat for?
Anything. Let's put it that way. Though I keep asking for 40 or 20 or I'm expecting to get an offer. If it isn't going to sell, it isn't going to sell.
And you were told it would take 4 years to get Section 8?
Yes, when I applied a year and a half ago. So.
Do you think the boat will last 4 years?
I'm hoping.
That money is enough to keep two pumps going round the clock, where they suck out the water that is leaking into his boat.
I mean, one big leak's easy to find, but chasing little weeps, I mean, I must have 100 weeps, so that's one big leak.
John slowly gets up to show me pictures of the Suisun's glory days. I look at his feet. His shoes are badly split at the toes. And I wonder how long John can keep a 100-year boat afloat when he can't even keep his shoes together.